Recently, we spoke with Pocahontas County 911 and Emergency Management Director Mike O'Brien to get his perspective on the ambulance crisis here. Mike, as the Pocahontas County 911 Director, do you agree that there is an urgent crisis with timely responses by ambulances to emergency calls here, as Commissioner Rubinsky has said?
From a 911 standpoint, we're seeing a huge increase in EMS unit response time. Used to be you call EMS and you had volunteers and they was in route in 15 minutes and now sometimes we're calling 3-4 different departments to respond to these EMS calls and we're calling out of county. We've even had to contact Highland County, Virginia for trying to get trucks and folks are waiting an hour or more for an ambulance sometimes and that's real concerning and it seems to be more concerning in the northern end of the county more so than the southern end of the county because the southern end you have the hospital that has a paid service that backs up the squads and you have Marlinston Fire Department has a paid crew Monday through Friday so that helps a lot and the northern and it's getting pretty desperate up there. There's a handful of very dedicated volunteers that continue to run those calls, and they're really at the end, and they're begging for help and don't know how much longer they can sustain. I really applaud Commissioner Rubinsky for working hard and trying to come up with a quick solution for that problem in the northern end of the county, and I really think it's a good start with county EMS services in general and going county-based. I do have some concerns from a 911 standpoint, a personal standpoint. And the first concern, I learned about this at the commission meeting, same as you and everybody else, Tim, is Commissioner Rubinsky made the comment that the EMS authority wasn't involved with the hiring of these people or have any input into this. And I have concerns on why that is. That EMS authority was put in place by the commission and guide them on the best practices for EMS services in the county. The same way the 911 board was put in place to oversee the 911 center and the hospital board was put in place to oversee the hospital. Have some concerns on why they're not involved with this whole process more than they are. And the second concern I have is Commissioner Rubinsky is a great guy. No doubt he has the background to handle this. He's been a dedicated EMS volunteer for 30 years in this county. He's single-handedly heading this thing up and doing a great job with it. And he's knocking down a lot of red tape and issues in the past. But you have to also understand that he's an elected official and elections come around. And what happens next election cycle if Commissioner Rubinsky's not victorious and there's a new commissioner appointed? And that commissioner knows nothing about EMS. Who's going to oversee this service then? That's a concern. And the next concern I have is the pay rate. The commission has put an evaluation of an EMT at $15 an hour starting pay while they're still evaluating our emergency medical dispatchers at $12 an hour. I have some concerns with that. It don't set too well with me. As you know, Pocahontas County is a tough place to work. It's an even tougher place to live and raise family. With that being said, some people say, well, the cost of living is less here. I don't buy that. I don't agree with it. Out there, a lot of the services are right at people's fingertips. And if you live in Pocahontas County, you have to travel hours for services and specialized medical care. And if you put an evaluation on that, I would say Pocahontas County is one of the most expensive places in this nation to live. But I have no doubt that the current county commission and hopefully we'll get the EMS board together and they will build a good foundation, lay out a good framework that will sustain a county-based EMS service and keep the residents and guests of Pocahontas County protected for years to come.
Mike, if Rubinsky's plan to start the service in the northern end of the county first is passed, how long do you think it would be before the southern end gets a crewed county ambulance?
Personal opinion is they should be working towards a county-based service, and you think that's where that EMS board comes into play. They need to be working with these volunteer squads to figure out that plan and formulate a plan for coverage and get that up and going. There's a lot of things that need to be worked out there. There's going to be some give and take from the volunteer fire departments and EMS services and the paid departments to get this up and going, maintain it, and keeping it sustainable. I don't know a time frame. It's all about just bringing it together. Have to keep in mind, Southern End has a paid service at the hospital, so we have a paid service to back up the volunteer squads when they can't get out the door, provided that the hospital truck is not out on a call. And then Marlington gives some relief. They do keep a paid crew Monday through Friday. Very dedicated, they respond to a lot of calls in the county, and we utilize that a lot. They don't have that luxury in the northern end of the county, and keep in mind that Commissioner Rubinsky's plan right now is only for a BLS truck, not an ALS level truck. That's basic life support truck, just trying to get going up there. Hopefully they're successful and can get to people and find the funding to make this a county-wide service.
Thanks, Mike. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.